We're in the middle of Siman Resh Yud Aleph. So yesterday we saw that the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah was that if you have two fruits in front of you, which are of the same bracha, and one is a Shivas Aminim and one is just Chaviv, then you eat the one which is the Shivas Aminim. But if they are not of the same bracha, one is Eitz and one is Adama, so then you don't need to worry about the Shivas Aminim. You can do which one is Chaviv for you. And again, we explained that Chaviv does not mean Chaviv, the one which you like right now, but rather that which is Chaviv to you in general. We also failed to point out last time, but if they are equally chaviv to you, or there is no chaviv, then the priority goes to the one which is shalim, the one which is whole. So now we're up to Sif Beis. Ulah Rambam im hayamin echad chaviv lo yoser. According to the Rambam, if one of the items was more preferable to you, you liked one more, bein shebrachosheim shavos, bein she'enem brachosheim shavos, whether the brachos are both ha'etz or hadama, or they are different, bein she'esh ba'min shiva, bein she'em ha'mim shiva, whether one of them is one of the zayiminim or not, makdim ha'chavolo az ba'osa sha'ah. V'mein ha'rotza b'zeh yosem b'zeh, im yesh b'nem shiva saminim v'arach alav t'chila. So the Rambam disagrees with the opinion in Sif Aleph of Rov Risharm, and the Rambam holds that Chaviv always wins out. Chaviv beats Min Shiva even when the brachos are the same. And the Rambam also holds that Chaviv is not defined as Chaviv to you in general, but rather Chaviv is defined as that which you want right now. And the Mishnah Berurah says that from the conclusion of the poskim, it sounds like the Ikar Halacha is like the first opinion that we saw yesterday. This comes up the most by Rosh Hashanah time when we have the Simanim. So you have the apple and the honey, and you have a rimon, a pomegranate. So rimon is one of the shivaminim, and an apple is really what is sometimes more chaviv to you. So really, preferably, since they are of the same bracha, you should really have the min shiva, the pomegranate first, as we said with Paskin. So if you want to follow the custom to have the apple first, then the poskim say that you just shouldn't bring out the pomegranate on the table until after you've had the apple, and have in mind that the bor priates on the apple should cover the zayimin in which you are going to have later on. So it sounds like from the basic maskan of the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have one food which is ha'etz and is min shiva, and one food which is hadama and is chaviv, then you should have the hadama. However, the Chayyadim points out that this is not the minhag olam. The minhag olam is to always have the ha'etz before the hadama, no matter what. And it seems like one can't be faulted for following the minhag olam. That's probably what one should do, that we know ha'etz always comes before the hadama. If you do choose to have the hadama first, because that is chaviv to you, then you should make sure to have in mind not to exempt the ha'etz food which you are going to eat, because as we know, b'di'eved hadama does exempt the ha'etz. Siv Gimel. Heviu lefan of davar shebrachasol ber pereitz, but davar shebrachasol shahakol. If it was brought in front of you something which is ha'etz and something which is shahakol, ber pereitz kodemes shehi chashuva sheino pteres ela davar echad. The ber pereitz one comes before the shahakol. We already mentioned this yesterday in the hierarchy of the brachos that you have hamotzi, zonos, hagafen, ha'etz, hadama, and then shahakol.